The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Goodbye. All right, boys and girls, sit in your seats, fold your hands in front of you, and get ready. It's time for a weekly recap.
Oh, those children. Yes, I've decided to not sing the weekly recap song because it makes the intro actually too long. The children are still screaming because I couldn't not have the children screaming because someone I dearly, dearly love dearly, dearly loves those children. And so therefore, for Fatty, I continue to allow the children to scream.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
I'm so short, I'll say so long and go so soon. Goodbye.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online!
Someone I dearly, dearly love.
Fuck you!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1436 of the BFO for Monday, the 29th of July, 2013. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
Fuck you!
I'll show y'all, I'm gonna tell you about the weekend and... Can you hear that? Ha ha! Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you may not recognize that music that you just heard, but y'all, today, Monday the 29th of July, y'all, we are celebrating a very, very important day. Y'all, I make no apologies, and I don't try to hide it at all, but y'all, Big Fatty, absolutely is in love, just absolutely in love with that Kim Beaver. And y'all, she lives over there in the Faroe Islands. And y'all, today is Olavsoka. Big Fatty, you say it wrong every year. I know I do. But y'all, it is the national holiday over there in the Faroe Islands. So y'all, that was the Faroese national anthem that we just heard. Olavsoka it commemorates the death of Saint Olaf. Big Fatty, why do we do that? I don't know. It celebrates, there are celebrations held in Tórshavn, which is where that Kim Beaver has her lodge. Y'all, by the way, I wish the lodge would hurry and reopen. But anyway, and it starts on the evening of the 28th. And it continues through the 31st. Y'all, they know how to party over there in the Faroe Islands. And y'all, they have all kinds of rowing competitions. I know Miss Beaver enjoys that. Sports competitions. And art exhibits, pop concerts, and the famous Faroese dance. Big Fatty. And y'all, I bet you they get drunk too. Big Fatty, you know they do. So anyway, happy Olavsoka, Big Fatty, Miss Beaver, and all you other beavers out there. Yes, Big Fatty. Gussie, y'all. Good day in the coal mine on Friday, y'all. And just took care of a few little things. Not a whole lot going on, but anyway, it was wasn't a bad day at all. And then on Friday night, y'all, I was just piddling around the Fat Cave here, and I wasn't real sure what I was going to do, anything like that. I did kind of catch up on some of the programs that I had recorded on the TV machine, but y'all, about, let's just see here, y'all, that is, what is that? That is one of those, Atkins dinners that I, frozen dinners that I bought. But anyway, about, I don't know, about 7 p.m. in the evening on Friday night, y'all, I decided I was going to go to the Von's East. Yes, McCready! Can you hear that? Can you hear that, y'all? You know, I didn't buy a whole lot when I went to the Von's East on Wednesday. Because, y'all, you know, they were running the coupon for $10 off a $50 gas card if you spent $50 in groceries. So, y'all, I didn't want to. But that was only good for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, y'all, I decided I'd go on over there on Friday night. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. If you ever want to go to the grocery store and not be hampered by lots of other people, y'all just have no life and go there on a Friday night because, y'all, there wasn't nobody in there. I mean, there was nobody in there. Y'all, I picked up a couple more bags of the good coffee that I like. I got me some ground beef, some frozen vegetables. They had those on sale. Y'all, I got the boneless chicken bazooms. I'll tell you a little something about those in just a minute. Got me a beef roast. Some y'all, they've got a new kind of Oscar Mayer Applewood smoked butcher cut bacon. I got a thing of that. It was on sale. Some sliced mushrooms, some onions, and my gas card. Y'all, I spent $92.95. But I saved $24.10, plus I've got $50 worth of gas. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Yeah, Gussie, y'all on the way home from the Von's East, I went by the P.O. Box. Big Freddy, was there another giant dildo? No. But there were two cats, and y'all, one of them right here, it's from the Emerald Isley. ISLE Isley of North Kakalaki. And it says, well, I gotta turn on the light, y'all. Big Freddy, you should have done that before you started recording. And it says, what does that say? Hi, Big Freddy. Did you know that, yo, first of all, this is what's printed on the card. Emerald Isle is known as the gem of the Crystal Coast. It has 12 miles of white sandy beach, crystal blue skies, and emerald waters. And y'all, it then written here on the card, by the way, this is from Peter Potamus, y'all. It says, hey, Big Freddy, did you know that Emerald Isle is known as the gem Crystal Coast? It has 12 miles of white sandy beach, crystal blue skies, and emerald waters. Oh, Peter Potamus, I love you. Oh, that makes me kerfuffle. And y'all, then the second card, it's also from the Emerald Isle, North Kakalaki, and it says, printed on it, it says the Bogue Pia, one of the Emerald Isle's landmarks, stands up to the heavy surf and crashing waves. And y'all, it says right here on here, dear Poodle, big fatty, that's for me. Oh, it sure is, Poodle. Why don't you read it? Oh, big fatty, I just love getting a card. Oh, dear Cassie, I wonder who it's from. Oh, dear Poodle McNoodle, did you know that the Bogue Pier, one of Emerald Isle's landmarks, stands up to the heavy surf and the crashing waves? Big Fatty, I didn't know that. I wonder who is. Oh, and it's from Epaloui. Big Fatty, he must have gone on. He must have gone on a vacation with Peter Potamus. It sounds to me like it must. Oh, Big Fatty, I just gotta go sit over here and look at my car. Yeah. Well, anyway, Epaloui and Peter Potter. Thank you so much for making Big Fatty kerfuffle. Oh, that just y'all on Saturday. I was absolute sloth. By the way, y'all, somebody posted, and I don't remember who it was, but somebody posted. Speaking of sloths. And you know, speaking of sloths, y'all, everyone's favorite sloth, the Vons, yo, 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 from out there in the Walnut Hills, y'all, I'm telling you, the poor thing, she's just, y'all, it don't get better. It just gets worse, y'all, because on her Friday show, y'all, she absolutely forgot. First of all, she puts out a Twitty. Oh, lovies, help me. Give me a topic to talk about, y'all. Now, this is about 30 minutes before she recodes her little shoe. And so, you know, I suggested, why don't you do the tweet me a question? Oh, I don't have time. Oh, dear Gussie. So, y'all, she talked to Myron coming on, which is lovely that Myron was on there. Myron, thank goodness for Myron, because, y'all, it would have just absolutely, it would have been a train wreck. Absolute train. Well, y'all, it was a train wreck even with Myron, because, y'all, the poor old thing, she forgot to play. And this is the reason. This is the reason the little show today is a little bit different. You know, normally I play the chicken music, but, y'all, I played the ending music today because, y'all, she forgot to play the ending music on her little show on Friday. And I knew some of you would be missing that. Not all of you, but some of you anyway. So I played that for you just so that, you know, you could keep it clear in your mind. Then she forgot to, you know, she always puts a song at the end of the show. And, y'all, this is, you know, it's one of those people that she always puts on that, y'all, she forgot to put the ending song on there. Well, y'all, I'm going to tell you, and y'all, the worst part of the whole thing is she didn't have those darling children on there. And so, y'all, the darling children, I convinced them to come and do a little cameo appearance. Yes, Big Fatty, a cameo appearance on today's little show. So you could hear the darling little children. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, they're just darling. I just love them. And y'all then on, I was talking about being a sloth. Somebody put on the Twitter that sloths only poop once a week. And I may have already told you about that, but I felt that needed to be repeated. Big Freddy, kind of like your lunch. Then on Saturday, y'all, I did some running around. I went over to the Kohl's, but I didn't buy anything, y'all. I was just kind of checking it all out, cause this coming weekend, the tooth through the Foth of August, y'all, it's the tax-free weekend, because y'all, it's time to go back to school.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's that time of year again.
They're going back. It's back to school time at Staples.
Over 7,000 supplies at guaranteed low prices.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. That was easy.
Yeah, I guess, y'all, that is one of Big Fatty's favorite commercials of all times. And y'all, if you've never seen it, go over there to the Goggle and type in Staples Most Wonderful Time of the Year commercial. And y'all, it's just the look on those darling children's faces, y'all. When I see their faces, I'm just thinking that they're thinking to themselves. So y'all, don't be surprised if you don't hear that little jingle again before the week is out. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, I went to the Kohl's to kind of check out because we got tax free weekend coming up next weekend, and I was checking out a couple of things because I need to get a new valise because the TSA broke my old valise, so I need a little carry-on, and I was checking it. But y'all, I don't know if luggage is considered tax-free or not. Corsets are, but I don't know if luggage is or not. But anyway, I'm gonna save up, and I'm gonna go to the Kohl's next weekend and maybe get me a new rolling valise. Yes, Big Freddy, that'll be lovely. But after that, I went by the Vons East again, and can you hear that? Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, I had to get the $25 money order for my lucky citation to pay it off. And y'all, while I was in there, I picked up some scrollberries and blueberries because y'all, they didn't have any on Friday night. I got another bag of the good coffee. They only had one bag, though, y'all. So, y'all, I spent $8.63, and I saved $5.31. Big Freddy, it's almost 50%. I know. But, anyway, and then on Saturday night, I went to the Dudley Do-Rights with Granny and Miss Porter, and y'all, we just had a lovely time. There were two young gentlemen in their 30s who were visiting from out of town that they went to college together, and one lives in Savannah and one lives in Charlotte, and they decided to come to Charleston for the weekend just to catch up. So they were sitting at the bar, down at the end of the bar, and we struck up a conversation. We actually had some mutual acquaintances, and they came and enjoyed and joined us, and we just chitter-chatted, and Granny bought everybody a shot, then Miss Porter bought everybody a shot. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I got home Saturday night, and I was like, ugh. Y'all, I sat in front of the toilet for a little while. Y'all, I think I even fell asleep in front of the toilet because I thought I was just going to do the old Technicolor yawn. Beep! Any vulgar! But I didn't. But y'all, I've kind of been dragging, all day on Sunday, and y'all, I talked to dear Gussie, talked to Granny on the cellular telephonic device, y'all. He didn't even. He says, "Boy, I got overserved," and I said, "Yes, I understand that." And he says, "I don't even remember driving home." I said, "Oh dear Gussie." So anyway, y'all. In just a little while, we're going to be having the latest State of the Station, a little show. And y'all, we're going to announce the lineup for Pride 48 weekend out there in Vegas. And I'll have plenty of that to tell you about tomorrow. Vonzi, what did you think of Big Fatty playing your closing music for you on today's show?
Someone I dearly, dearly love.
Oh, well, I dearly, dearly love you too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.